All right, so I'm going to try to give you folks this reading of what's going on here, but it does, there's a technical part to it, so I'm going to try to avoid that. I'm hoping to get my citizenships in the near future, maybe one or two more years. I've been here more than long enough, but that's another story. The trick is that Germany's political system is really turning a cold shoulder to the people. Not all of it. There's a couple of different parties that are still wanting things to be better. But the past few years, I'd say the past 5 years, there was a kind of what you would say is an assault on the Germany's ability to be a strong country. Excuse me. And now all of a sudden what I'm getting here is that Italy, not so much, I don't see France doing this, but Italy, I see Italy becoming better. I see it as if it's going to become stronger. And I dare say, folks, there's going to be more value in Italy for many different things than anything Germany has to offer. Right now, the contraction is bad enough where I think more people are saying Italy is better. The other ironic thing here that is interesting is whether or not that's also including Spain. And I suspect that Spain has a certain baseline and Germany is starting to approach that baseline, which is very bad. It means it's going downhill. And if it doesn't get corrected soon, Germany's baseline of quality living will be substandard or below the baseline of Spain. And then that'll mean that Italy is higher than Spain and Spain is higher than Germany. I don't know about France, though. France is kind of one of those places where I think the quality over there may be, if I were to give it a position, I would say it's between, above Germany, but below Spain. I don't think they're doing very good over there right now. I think there's a lot of money being lost over there. I just don't know about it, but that's my gut feeling. So what's going to happen in a few years? Well, there's some people in Germany that are saying that the AfD, let me rephrase that. The AfD is admitting that there are some Germans, I don't know the percentage, but enough of them where it has commented saying that there are some people who want to leave the European Union, which would also leave, if I'm not mistaken, by default, the Schengen Agreement, which means traveling between different countries without any problem, including living in another European state or country, if you will, without any argument. You're allowed to because you have citizenship. But whether or not that's going to hold true over the next few years, I don't know. Because if Germany, what I'm getting here is Germany's going to continue to lose more value for a little while, at least until after Christmas, into the next first quarter of next year. First quarter is January to March. So what we're going to have to see is what happens, which I'm hoping is that perhaps with the change of politics, they will start to reverse things. But I don't know if the AfD will be successful at doing it. I think there's going to need to be an intervention from other countries to push the German politicians to say, okay, we'll start working better with the German and maybe we'll start accepting cheaper energy sources from Russia instead of from other sources, which are costing more money, but it's only because of the politics. And politics is a story I don't really want to get into directly. So my suspicion here is that Germany is going to sink a little bit lower. I think Italy is going to become more productive and have a stronger economy than Germany is for the moment. And the other countries like Spain and France are going to be fluctuating. I think France is going to sink a little bit more, and Spain, I think, is actually going to get a little bit better. But I think we have some major changes coming. So we're going to see what happens. But I'm hoping over the next 2 years, I can get my citizenship, and it'll still be Germany will still be within the Schengen agreement, and I'll be able to move to Spain if I so wish. But we'll see what happens. But right now, it's a tricky situation, and the biggest part is where does Germany reside in its power to remain either in the European Union or break away from it and take a very serious chance on self-survival, which is something that it has been doing. It has been paying for other countries dramatically, paying into the European Union. Would it save itself if it did not? That's the hard question. And I think the answer is no. I think in all reality, it needs to stay in the European Union. And then if it wants to transition out, do it slowly. But only when it's in a position of strength, not panic pull out because it's can't afford it. I think we're looking at it staying in a little bit longer because it just cannot afford to pull out of it right now. We'll see what happens, but that's my suspicion on things and where things go on the geopolitical perspective. Hopefully, to people who are out there listening within the European Union, find this interesting. And yeah, that's it. And also, I'm hoping on a side note to be able to add, there's a download capability for all the audios. What I'm now going to also add in there, if I can, is a share button for every audio. So if you don't want to download it, but you do want to share it with somebody else, that'll work. But that's taking a little bit more of a little bit more work, because coding can be, hey, create this thing. Oh, but it causes a problem someplace else. So it's gotta be done right. All right, that's it for me, folks. Hopefully this helped you folks out here in Europe a little bit with understanding where things are. Patience is not the question of a virtue right now. It's more of good luck. Do what you can to make money. Do what you can to reduce your utilities as best as possible. I know that's not easy, but you need to save money. And right now, the utilities is where we're being attacked. And in my personal opinion, we are at war with the utilities right now. And I know that's a weird thing to say, but we have to fight them by reducing our usage of them. There's no other way around it until they are forced to lower their prices. And I don't know if that's going to happen. Talk with you folks in the next one.